Hello, everybody. Ella J here on behalf of Russell Zone. And today I am joined by the Queen Bee, Brooke V. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here,
I
finally.
am so excited to be talking with you. Like I said, it's been a long time coming. I've seen you. I see what you're doing, girl. We'll talk everything wrestling, Twitch, fashion, all the fun stuff today. I mean, we have to talk about Twitch, first of all, because
Yes.
I am an avid watcher of Twitch in all different realms outside of wrestling. And you can check out Brooke at twitch.tv/QueenBeeBrookeV. All her content is on there in one beautiful page. I know at the time of recording this, she has a stream tonight. Twitch seems to be a weekly and regular commitment for you now. So for those who aren't following you there already, can you kind of explain what type of content you stream and talk about on the platform?
Yeah, so can I talk about me smoking weed?
Yeah, girl, go for it.
We smoke a lot of weed. We talk a lot of it. We talk about wrestling, but we play a lot of like non-wrestling games. So like first starting out, I started playing like the Telltale games. I love Batman and games where it's like a pick your own adventure, choose how it ends. Your choices really affect the game. Like that's my bread and butter. So we started with like the Telltale games, got a little bit into Undertale, which I am currently super obsessed with. And then now we're kind of going back to the Telltale stuff right now, but like it's a lot of just like hanging out, chilling, talking about wrestling, what's happening, and also like catching up with people. I feel like there's always different wrestlers in chat talking, different like media personalities in wrestling talking. It's a big mixture of a group of people that I really come to enjoy hanging out with weekly. It's really cool.
Well, I feel like I have to bring this up because today is a big day in wrestling. At the time of recording this, it is the day it is reported that Mercedes Moné is going to be debuting on AEW. Brooke is going to be streaming tonight, so unfortunately, this is going to be coming out after that. But you're talking about wrestling while you're streaming. I assume you'll be talking about that. So, getting your thoughts ahead of that, what would be your thoughts if that turns out to be true? If Mercedes Moné, the legend, is now an AEW.
First of all, we're setting the stream to after tonight's episode, just in case. Just in case. God, I'd be ecstatic. Mercedes is like was one of the first wrestlers that like my friend showed me to even get me involved in wrestling. Her and Bayley at TakeOver. I mean, like everybody. I feel like the new generation of wrestlers, that's like everyone's favorite match, and like for a good freaking reason. But like, so being able to see her come back would be amazing. And like Willow's on the card tonight, I don't know. It'd be really cool to see my faves in the ring together.
I mean, now that you say that, that's pretty much a layup because Mercedes' last match was against Willow.
I don't know. I don't know
So,
anything. Let me say that clearly. Willow and I are friends, but I know nothing.
the story is there though for it. I didn't even think about that. That might be the segue, into Mercedes. They have history there, so, and also Mercedes lost, so that would be a way to get Willow back. I don't
I don't
know.
know. If I'm
We'll
coming
see.
back, I know who I'm going after. So.
Okay, interesting. You'll have to check out. I know this is going to be coming out after, but assuming Mercedes comes there, I'm so curious. Obviously, Willow would be one of them. Who are some competitors that you'd be looking forward to just watching Mercedes tangle up with in AEW?
Oh geez. I mean, like the obvious, I'd love to see her and Tony. Honestly, the entire women's division, it's really stacked lately. I feel like everyone's really coming into their own right now, and really having like banger after banger. And I really think that she can mix it up with anybody on there. But like specifically Willow, of course.
Yeah,
Like
of course. I
Trish.
oh Tr Trisha
Trish would be
Dora.
insane. Also, happy birthday, Trish. It's Trish's birthday today.
Yes, it is. I feel like we have to get Mercedes versus Mercedes. That's also
I
one
didn't even
I
think
just
about
thought about that.
that.
Mercedes Martinez versus Mercedes Moné at
Yes.
Tony Khan. Hello. I mean, it's right there. They
That's so
have to do
funny. I need it. I need it so
it.
bad.
But talking about your Twitch platform, I'm so curious. Everybody goes into Twitch for different reasons. A lot of people started during the pandemic because they were bored and they liked gaming. What are your goals in relation to Twitch, and what was kind of the intention behind starting up your own channel there?
So I've like wanted to stream for so long now. I've always started it, but I've never like kept it up for anything. But honestly, like I was out for almost 2 years with a knee injury. So I just really wanted to still perform. and like hang out with people. And this is a really good way for me to do that. But also, I don't have to drive 5 hours there and back. I don't have to take a bump. I don't have to hurt my body. I get to hang out with people, keep up with wrestling, and like do stuff I normally would do. And like people enjoy it and want to watch. It's crazy. If you would have told me 5 years ago, I would have been like, no, that doesn't sound right.
No, that, but then the whole world, kind of went into shambles, which is 4 years ago this month.
Isn't that
Crazy.
crazy? Absolutely insane.
I know. But like I said, Twitch was one of those kind of like comfort zones for a lot of people during that time. I myself really got into Twitch during that period and was a regular viewer. How involved are you from a viewer standpoint? What kind of channels or genres do you find yourself particularly drawn toward as a viewer?
I am obsessed with Overwatch. So I watch a lot of Overwatch streams. Otherwise, like other people in wrestling, Veda, Speedball, I watch Effie stream, I check out Aspen, I'm trying to think, Zarius, Azari High Life, got a referee, Ref Clark. I check out Ref Clark stream a lot. He rocks. Golly, now my brain's blanking. But if you go to my Twitch channel, all the streamers that I watch regularly or that I'm involved with or like at least hang out with know are all linked on there. So they're all there. I may be forgetting some, but they are somewhere on there.
Yes, again, go check out twitch.tv/QueenBBrookB. It's pretty simple and it rhymes beautifully, so that's not one that you will forget and you will not regret following and subscribing to Brooke's Twitch channel. In addition to being a overnight Twitch sensation, you're also a wrestler. But think back, I'm thinking back to your childhood. What did childhood Brooke envision the older version of yourself doing when she got older?
Broadway.
Ooh.
Yes, I wanted to be a Broadway actress, or even just like I just wanted to act, really perform. So I'm kind of doing what I thought I wanted to do with my life, just in a different way. I wasn't really a wrestling fan growing up. Like I knew who The Rock was and like John Cena, like I was aware of wrestling, but like I was never like, oh wow, I gotta do this when I become an adult. I just really love to sing and dance and act, so I was like, yeah, let's do that. And then I realized, wow, singing, dancing, and acting in Iowa is hard to get famous from. It's hard to get noticed from. Let me try something else. And then wrestling kind of just fell into my lap. And like, it's everything I love. I get to be like athletic, move around. I get to perform for people. Like, it's honestly a dream.
I know the state of Iowa probably doesn't have an expansive industry in singing, dancing, and theater, but
No.
maybe at your local schools, were you involved at all in singing, dancing, and theater growing
Yes.
up? Tell us about the extent of your background in that.
My grandma always said that I was sang before I danced. I don't know how accurate that is. You know how grandmas are. But in her words, I've been singing since I was a kid. But like I was 9 years old when I first started really getting into theater. And then from there, it just kind of like blossomed into this like I loved being the center of attention. So like it was
Queen
like,
Bee with
oh,
a nickname Queen Bee,
wow.
you kind of have to be.
I haven't really grown up, I guess. Like I'm still the same. Geez, yeah, I was acting since I was 9, doing musicals, plays, commercials. Like I'd sing the national anthem for organizations and like the Iowa Cubs, the Chicago Cubs, like I always call them farm feeder teams, but I don't know what they're at. The minor league, I think.
Yeah, farms far so farm system, yeah, they're farm system
Yeah,
teams to the
something
majors.
like
Yeah.
that. I perform for them for hockey, the hockey games. And then I got into like dance team stuff when I got older, some speech. Like in high school, at my high school, I was the first person to get go to Allstate for solo musical theater. So like that was a pretty cool like good job. I'm kind of good at this, I guess. Golly, that's really it. And then I turned like I graduated high school, took like a year and a half in between, and then I found wrestling, and that's kind of took its place.
You're like a quad, no, you're a multiple thread, not a quad, not even a quadruple threat. You're like everything, Brooke.
There's
Basically, everything. I don't know what the number is, but it, like seven different things, which
That's
is
so
really,
funny.
really impressive, you know, and especially such a short amount of time. You mentioned, though, doing commercials. I'm so curious. This is when you were younger, so it might have been a younger thing. What kind of commercials did you used to do?
Oh geez, like it would always be like little stuff, like local. But I think the biggest one I ever did was just for like this. It's called the Young Women's Resource Center. And I remember my line too. Here, I'll hit it. I had to look to the camera and I said, "The Young Women's Resource Center does and educates me on ways to handle situations and people." And that was it. That was my line. And I felt so cool. I was like 10, 11 years old. They called me up. I was on my way to lunch with my grandpa. He takes me and my little sister out on like, monthly little hangouts. And on the way there, we get the call. They're like, "Hey, are you free? Can you come do this commercial?" And me thinking I was about to get discovered and go to Hollywood, I was like, "Yes, yes, we have to." And now it just lives in infamy on my mom's Facebook page.
I mean, it's more than I feel like most people can say. You know, you've done so much. I'm with in the realm of singing, was there a certain genre you were drawn to, or was it more the musically more like Pitch Perfectly style of singing?
So I love doing voices, like silly voices, regular voices, people's voices, imitating people's voices. So like I love being able to sing anything. Like I think my favorite to sing though was country slash musical theater. Country music, just having a country twang and singing is fun. Like that's just
I
fun.
love
Sorry
country
about it.
music.
I love country music. I'm
So do
sorry,
I.
everybody. I love country music. But I think musical theater probably was my favorite like style to sing. There was like that in every state has like a version of like the high school Tonys. And like the first year I got to do it, I was nominated for like the Triple Threat Award, which is so funny you say that. And then I bombed my tryout for it and I got second. I still got second place. I still got second place. But
Did
I
you
bombed my
really bomb
audition.
it, or was it, we're all our own worst critics?
I'm saying no, listen. So in the number, I was supposed to hit like a scorpion where you take your leg from behind you and hold it like this. And I messed it up and then I forgot my words. So I would say that qualifies as a bomb, but I still got second place.
The
So
rest of the competition clearly sucked then. Not the one person who beat you, damn.
didn't say it. I'm
It's
just kidding.
okay.
I'm kidding.
I
I'm
did.
kidding.
I will say it.
No, it's fun. It was such a cool experience. We got to do so second place instead of going to New York for like the big finale of the awards of all the high schools, which is what Renee Rapp won, by the way. So like good company, good company. I got to do like a Broadway intensive camp for the summer for free. So it was like, a good payoff.
Now, since you brought it up, and your character is kind of Queen Bee, have you seen the Mean Girls musical? I have.
Yes, actually.
I just want to say, Renee Rapp's "If I Am Regina" is my favorite
Yes,
song in the entire
yes,
thing.
yes. That song is my favorite, and the "Someone Gets Hurt" on repeat, always. I love Renee Rapp; she's amazing. I love the new Mean Girls movie. I've already watched it twice since it came out on Paramount. Saw it once in theaters.
Honestly, Renee Rapp carried that musical movie, honestly,
Seriously,
for being
like.
real.
So there's so many talented people and they
There
cut out
are.
so many songs from the regular musical. So I feel like it just kind of didn't let anyone else shine when you have like Ali'i in there. I can't remember the person that plays Damien. I can't remember their name. Avantika, the girl that played Gretchen. And then you have Anjuri, our sweet Katie Heron. She's a great actor.
Yeah,
I love her in
actress,
everything I've seen her
great.
in. She's just not as
Singing voice, yeah.
her singing voice is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just when you have Renee Rapp and Moana Ali'i singing their lungs out at you, you gotta rise to the occasion.
I want to go back and rewatch it now because I saw it in January, the week after it came out. So it's been a hot minute. But I remember being blown away by Renee Rapp. Like, I mean,
Yes.
I knew who she was obviously before that, and I knew she was a great singer, but she slayed that. that
No, yes.
performance.
Literally, I'd recommend going back because there's a lot of jokes even that I missed in the
Oh.
theater that are so funny because like I have to watch everything with subtitles.
Yeah.
I can't
Same.
understand. I can't
Thank you, Brooke.
understand.
My family makes fun of me for it, but like for some reason I think I need it. Well, also
No.
sometimes you like miss something, so it's like
A
right
lot of
there.
times you miss stuff or they'll do subtitles for like background actors and they're
Yeah,
saying
you can.
funny shit that I can't
Yeah.
hear.
Yeah,
No, I love
man.
subtitles. That's good. That's good. Good company.
Now, within the realm of your own singing, what is your go-to or maybe a couple karaoke songs?
Oh man, anything Dixie Chicks or just the Chicks. I mean, I sing the Chicks always. Geez. Carrie Underwood, Gretchen Wilson. And then I'll throw in a little like Nicki Minaj, Beyonce, you know, like
I
to
mean, you
mix it up
have
a little
to.
bit.
You have to throw
You
on
have
Queen
to.
Bey. You have
You
to throw on Queen Bey too. Like, hello.
have to. Come on.
You know, we were talking about you being a quadruple oople threat. I don't know what the number is, but
I
one another thing that you can add to your list of hats is fashion icon. Because when I tell you, scrolling for me personally, scrolling through your Instagram, I love your personal and ring gear fashion. So
Thank
before
you.
we get into the ring gear sides of things, how would you describe your personal sense of style?
Oh, geez. I feel like ever since I w could choose my own clothes, I always viewed clothes as like a costume.
Yeah.
So like I feel like I don't have a style. If anything, it's elevated comfort, I feel like is a good way. Everything I wear is comfortable. Everything I wear doesn't pinch me. It doesn't. I don't have to like worry about whatever. I'm very make so sure, so certain that what I'm wearing is comfortable in all ways because I always have to drive. I always am sitting or I'm always standing. So I feel like, yeah, elevated comfort plus because everything's oversized. I love wearing oversized clothes.
Me too.
I
Me
love it.
too.
Something about a boxy, like, I just
I always
feel,
get the boxy cut. Yeah.
yeah, I just feel like it makes me one, it's like, fuck you, God. Oh, sorry. Screw you, patriarchy. I can wear whatever I want. I don't care if my hips are showing or if my little waist is visible. I want to look
Dang
like
right
Missy
you can.
Elliott in her trash bag outfit.
Dang right you can, Brooke. Now, in the ring gear department, I know that you love a good print. There's no
Yes.
doubt about that.
Yes.
What would you say are your general sources of inspiration when you're crafting and envisioning your ring gear designs? What does that process look like for you?
I feel like I'm always coming up with ideas, like always seeing like inspo pics on Pinterest, even like, you know, just scrolling through Instagram and getting random ads. I like the shapes that things make, and like the vibe, if that makes sense. So like the Clueless vibe, right? Like
I just thought
one,
about that because you're
yeah.
yellow. I just put that together.
So
Yeah.
like, you know, base level, oh, yellow, black, cute. But then like also it's iconic. I want to be iconic. And she's a queen bee, like another queen bee, obviously. I'm so sad I sold that set, actually. I just got rid of it. She's iconic. I love her forever.
Have you done a Mean Girl set?
I haven't yet.
Mm.
But it was so if I was actually talking to someone about it and then, you know, gear makers, yada yada, stuff happens, but hopefully soon. Maybe not for Mania Week, but maybe this summer.
Okay. It's right there. I mean, again, you would Queen Bee, Regina
Queen
George.
B, Regina George. I don't know. I don't know.
In
Hit me
kind of
up, Tina
that's
Fey.
I mean, like that would be a match made in heaven, I feel like. Just saying. It kind of in that same realm though. I love a good gear. Obviously your game is strong, but who else do you think has the best ring gear game or aesthetic in wrestling today?
Oh, geez. This is gonna sound not fair because they're all my friends, but like literally Willow, Trish, Gia Scott, Jhenny Kai, and like even Jordynne Blayde, none of them, they all
They're
have
all different.
such, they're all so different and they all have such unique silhouettes that like I could just see their gear and it wouldn't even need to be colored in and I would know exactly who it is. Like I love a good, like I said, iconic, instantly recognizable look. And like I think it's hard to find that. But like once you do, you gotta stick with that. Like Samoa Joe. his little shorts. Like, that's
Yeah.
iconic. The color blocking. Iconic.
Yeah.
If you see someone with color blocked gear, you're like, Samoa Joe.
Yeah, finding yourself is definitely a process. I mean, not only in life, but especially in wrestling, where it's such an it's a small market, but it's also an oversaturated market at the same
Yes.
time, especially, in recent years. So kind of in your line of work then, tell us about the process of developing and finding yourself from a character standpoint and developing Brooke as the queen bee.
Oh, geez. I feel like it took a long time, and a lot of it you can think about and like hypothesize and like write a whole essay about who you are, but like it really comes down to just what happens in the ring. And usually it happens organically. And usually you're like, oh, I've never done that before, but that felt really cool. So let me actually keep that in my back pocket. And that's a new character beat now. I feel like a lot of who I am now just came from trial and error and like seeing how I fit into the grand scheme of things and in wrestling as a whole, even like figuring out what my value statement is and then figuring out how I can market that as opposed to just like, look at me, I'm the best wrestler.
Yeah, and crafting your own unique identity. And since it's still an evolving process, but you're one who, again, who has that background and has that confidence, even though it's a new industry, you have that overall theatrical essence to you and performance art confidence there. How would you describe current Brooke as the queen bee?
Feel like Brooke right now is more just like appreciating being able to perform now. For a while there, it was Brooke fighting for a place to prove that she's more than just some little wrestler from Iowa, you know? And now I feel like, especially after being out for so long, I'm just more sure of who I am. And like, I don't want to say I'm just happy to be here, but like, truthfully, like, I'm just happy to perform at this point. I feel like that really does come through in how I work now.
Yeah, and confidence is one thing, finding yourself is a big part of it. What other ways do you think you've grown as a person and as a competitor during your time in wrestling so far?
Again, like I feel like I'm more sure of myself. I feel like I've accepted that even though maybe I haven't been wrestling as long, I have been a performer almost my entire life. So kind of accepting the fact that like maybe I will have to be more of a leader as opposed to just being like, no, I know I've only been here for so long. Please just tell me what to do. Kind of being more comfortable to take more space up even.
Yeah, and it's still an evolving thing and you're still learning every day. Even if you maybe feel like you need to be a leader, you're still leaning,
Yes.
you have to lean on, the
Yes.
veterans around you. So in that same vein, what are some words of advice or words of wisdom that have kind of helped you along your career thus far that kind of stand out to you?
Geez, everyone has advice. I think you should listen to everybody's advice. Whether you take it is your own choice. Because people only give advice from their experience, right? So like, just because like someone told me my second match in, I should never do a leg drop ever again. And like now it's become like such an iconic part of my moveset. And I'm just like, thank God I didn't listen to that guy.
Yeah.
What a loser, first of all. What a loser. Thank God I never listened to that guy. And I think it's so easy when you're young, even in the business, whether age-wise or not, to think that just because someone's been wrestling a long time, that they know more than you. And while that sometimes is true, it's not always true. So I think taking in advice from more than just one avenue, more than just one person, more than just a school you're going to, is really, really important. Continuing your learning is really important as well. Someone always knows more than you, always.
Yeah, and also kind of passing it on because there's going to be some instances where you're the veteran because, like I said, there's been, I feel like especially the last like 3 years, I feel like there's been a wave of new talent, and a lot of that is, a lot of it got stalled due to the pandemic and stuff was up and running, but there is going to be some cases where you are the veteran. And so kind of, it is Women's History Month. So in that spirit, can you tell us about some of the women in wrestling who've inspired or empowered you and how so?
Yeah, oh geez. Honestly, like the first person I remember working with that I was like, wow, this person, like real I learned so much. Lainey Luck, Marty Bell. I remember Lainey Luck was the first time that I'd ever main evented a room, and like she really helped me through that. I was so nervous, and like that was our first singles match together, so she just really like kept me together. And then Marty Bell came in at a time where like I was still kind of unsure of my place, and she really like solidified how I was feeling, and also like gave me some really good like feedback after we were able to wrestle. And this is really early on in my career. So I was really thankful for that opportunity. I love Marty so much. Like thinking back to like the Mae Young Classic when she was in it, I remember
Yeah.
seeing her with her hair as big as her personality. And I was like, that was the first time I think I'd seen like someone on TV with like big curly hair that wasn't straight, that wasn't long, that wasn't like, you know, full of extensions. And that really, she honestly is the reason why I got it in my head to like shave my hair off and grow it back and like really embrace my curls. So like shout out to Marty for that. Otherwise, like Faye Jackson, I wouldn't be still wrestling if it wasn't for Faye. Allie Catch, she gave me such a big opportunity, and she really let me run with it. And like thankful for her, I've gotten a lot of opportunities I wouldn't have gotten either without her taking a chance on me. My career is littered with women helping me and supporting me, and like I feel like that maybe used to not be the case. And I'm really happy that like we're all really actively trying to fix that, because truthfully, if one of us wins, we all win, and like the only way to get through this is together. This is a hell of a business.
Oh, it definitely is, especially again, it's a male-dominated business, but it is Women's History Month. And you know, since we're talking about inspirations, I have to say I was inspired by one of your tattoos, and it took me back to my middle school Latin class. You have a
Oh,
tattoo on your arm. I recognized it instantly. It took me back.
amazing.
Veni, vidi, vici. It took me back. For those who don't know, it translates to I came, I saw, I conquered. I mean, I love it. It's so simple, but I love it. Tell us about what prompted you to get this specific tattoo, or what about it resonates with you?
I mean, like literally just what it says. I came, I saw, I conquered. I don't want to say like a hard life. I haven't had the easiest life. And one thing about me, my family, like it's just, you know, I will get through it, because I have before, right? Like, it's such a good reminder, just to see, whenever things are like not going the greatest, like, no, I've conquered before and I can conquer again. It's in my blood. Literally, the ink is in my blood.
It is. When did you get this specific tattoo?
Jeez, probably right when I turned 18, honestly.
That's
18,
fair.
got that one. I got my little music note, my eighth note, for the eighth is my birthday, and I turned 18, so I was like, that's cute, and I love music, obviously. I was like, that's cute. And then I got, you know, my little crown,
Queen,
little
yeah.
queen, that little thing. Just three tattoos. I want more. I want so many more, but
What are some designs that you want in the future?
honestly, I love like traditional tattoos. I would love to just cover myself in like pinup girls, but like thick and like fat pinup girls, like pinup girls that look like me. That's what I want. I would love like, you know, some, you know, so everyone loves a symbolic tattoo. I'd love a symbolic tattoo for like my family that I've lost. But like, I don't know about an AJ Styles kind of thing. That's a lot, but like something would be nice.
I mean, you could have the one. What would it be though? I don't know. You could come up with something. Not
I'll come up with
phenomenal one,
something,
but
not phenomenal
you'll
one.
come up with some. You'll come up with some. You know, but in the spirit of Veni, Vidi, Vici, we obviously have talked about your arrival to the wrestling space. You know, you've came and some of the things you've done. But what is the craziest or maybe weirdest that thing that you've seen in a wrestling ring?
Oh boy. I think the weirdest thing that I've ever seen. Okay, maybe it's not the weirdest thing because it's pretty normal now, but my first IWA Mid-South show that I ever was on ended with a death match. I didn't know death match wrestling existed.
Okay.
So when I saw somebody break out a fan of light tubes, that made me lose my mind. I was so scared for that person. I had no idea that was a thing. So that at that point, I feel like everything since then, I've been nothing really freaks me out or weirds me out anymore. Everything's just like, yeah, it makes sense for the story. Yeah, that's performance.
Light tubes are pretty normal now, you know. People have
Yeah.
been upping their like weaponry, the uniqueness of their weaponry. They kind of have to kind of raise the bar. If you're obviously if you're a deathmatch wrestler, you want to continue excelling it and raising the
Yes.
bar. So there's been some definitely some interesting things. I've heard of people eating hot sauce before wrestling, and the winner then got milk. The loser did not. That was a
That's
match.
so funny. I love that. I want to do that so bad. I couldn't do that, but I would love to do that.
I couldn't do that even if I wrestled. I can't do any hot anything hot. I would not survive. So imagine taking a mouthful of hot sauce and then going out there and wrestling, like, dude.
I think the coolest thing I've ever seen is Trish and Sheik when they were down at No Peace, I think.
Yeah.
And they were just smoking a blunt and wrestling. It was so cool. That's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
That's iconic. Now, the conquer part, what would you say is the wildest match stipulation or maybe toughest opponent that you've conquered in your career thus far?
Wildest stipulation, I had a hair versus hair match.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had a hair versus hair match, and that was fun until the shears weren't working
Oh.
at the end of the match. Yeah, so I had to like, she was trying to cut my hair, it wasn't working. So after so long, I was like, I beat her up, I threw her out of the ring, and I just started shaving my hair myself. Thinking back to it, pretty cool. I'm pretty badass.
It's
That's
very
pretty
honorable
nice.
of you too, taking your win, you know, even though after beating her up, you know, taking it, and you know you're doing it at your own
Yes.
yeah, you know,
I
on your own
lost, but
accord.
I got to keep my belt. So I was like, you know what? It's fine. It's worth it.
Was this against, if you recall?
Her name's Frankie J. Miss Frankie J. She is in Iowa. She was one of the first people I ever wrestled, actually. We were at the same school together, and she's awesome. I know so much of what I know because of her, because she took me under her wing. Like, I love her so much. I'd love to get her out here, but she has a whole family now, and like I wouldn't want to take her away from that.
I feel like though after seeing light tubes and having a hair versus hair match, nothing can scare you anymore, I feel like.
No, I'm pretty, like I said, having a life in the arts, I'm pretty
Yeah. It's a good
unfazable
thing. That's a good
at
thing, you
this
know.
point.
But that just means the envelope is gonna have to be pushed more to find something that maybe can scare you even just a little bit.
Exactly.
So
It'll take a
that's gonna
lot.
be a challenge for your opponents in the future. But last thing, as we're talking about the future, what talk about some of your personal and professional goals that you're kind of eyeing for the next year or two.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to obviously grow like my Twitch channel. I think that my goal is to maybe do that more than I wrestle. I have like, you know, my body is breaking down. I've been an athlete also for a long part of my life, majority of my life. So my joints are hurting. So I think my goal is to really grow my Twitch channel. I'd love to wrestle at least semi-frequently again. But I'm really taking my time on that as well, just because you know, you never know. Body stuff's so weird, and like my knees keep randomly giving out as they please. So we're taking it slow. But I like to just get back to a regular schedule this year. I think that is my goal. Regular schedule of wrestling and streaming. And I would love, honestly, to like get back working on a merch line again. I feel like me being hurt, I was kind of like, let me sway back on merch for a little bit. And
That's
now I'm
fair.
kind of like, all right, it's maybe time.
Well, we look forward to that. And one more thing, though, I just remembered you mentioned Mania Week earlier. That's kind of not too far from you. I think you're based in New York City, if I'm
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Close enough,
Okay.
3 hours.
Still not far from you. What are your plans for Mania Week?
I have one confirmed booking.
Okay.
It is not announced,
Okay.
so maybe it'll
Okay.
be announced by the time this comes out. But I have one confirmed booking, and that is more than I wanted. So that's what I'm keeping it at.
Okay. Okay.
I wanted to just
Fair.
hang out, but I was like,
Fair
okay,
enough.
fine.
I mean, you can still hang out, you know? You
It'll
can still hang
be an
out.
iconic one, though. It's worth it to come out of slow retirement for a second.
Okay. Well, we look forward to that. And obviously, we'll let the people know where they can find you on social media so they can stay updated and find out whatever this announcement is.
Queen B, Brooke V on literally everything. Anything you can think to find me on, that is where I am. That is what it is. Queen B, Brooke V.
Very simple. Twitch as well, twitch.tv/QueenBBrookV. Brooke V, thank you so much for joining me here today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you for having me. I had so much fun.